CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new warning as the 4th of July weekend begins and the U.S. hits another daily coronavirus case high. Dr. Anthony Fauci says a new mutation may be making it harder to contain.
It just seems that the virus replicates better and may be more transmissible.
There were more than 52,000 cases reported yesterday, an increase of more than 85% since 2 weeks ago. And it's not expected to stop there. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
In its weekly forecast, the CDC projects between 140 and 160,000 corona deaths by July 25th. The country is currently at 129,000. The CDC is forecasting states like Arizona, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, and Wyoming will likely exceed the number of deaths reported over the last 4 weeks.
President Trump is headed to Mount Rushmore to celebrate the holiday with a fireworks display, something memorial officials banned 10 years ago to prevent wildfires. Superintendent Cheryl Schreier.
The potential for wildland fire injuries to people, also just the fact that the impact to the natural and cultural resources of the park.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says there are no plans for social distancing during the president's visit. Multiple reports say Vice President Pence changed plans for a trip to Arizona after Secret Service agents were infected or showed symptoms of COVID-19. A Roman Catholic priest in suburban Indianapolis has been suspended for racist remarks. Correspondent Bill Rakoff has the details.
The Reverend Theodore Rothrock has been removed from public ministry for comparing the Black Lives Matter movement and its organizers to maggots and parasites. Bishop Timothy Doherty of the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana took the action Wednesday against Rothrock. A statement posted on the diocesan website says the suspension offers the bishop the opportunity for pastoral discernment for the good of the diocese and for the good of Father Rothrock.
A day after Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested at her New Hampshire hideaway and charged in connection with the case involving the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is weighing in. He says U.S. prosecutors have yet to make an official request to the British government to interview Prince Andrew.
Everybody's sympathies are very much with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, but you wouldn't expect me to comment on matters affecting the royal family.
Epstein's accusers claims Maxwell arranged trysts for her longtime friend and his friend, Prince Andrew. Markets are closed for an early 4th of July observance. This is CBS News.
Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open a new savings account with a rate 5 times the national average. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've always been a health nut, and I've been taking the Balance of Nature. And I do feel better. I feel a lot stronger now. And in fact, I'm starting to do a little bit of exercises. I find that I have more energy and I just have a feeling of well-being. I tell everyone about this. Some people feel it right away. Some people don't. But don't give up. Keep at it and you will feel better.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code FRUITS.
Canceling vacation plans because of the coronavirus? Consider this.
There's a new trip for thrill seekers with big bank accounts, at least 7 miles above the Earth. The Florida-based Space Perspective plans to use an advanced balloon to fly customers from Alaska to the highest reaches of Earth's atmosphere. There will be a flight crew and 8 passengers in a capsule linked to a hydrogen balloon the size of a football stadium. It'll be a few years before you can book the not-so-cheap thrill at $125,000 for a 6-hour journey. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Forget about RVs. Van life is booming during the pandemic. The New York Times says there are dozens of new companies offering rentals or sales of retrofitted sleeper vans. Some have year-long wait lists. There are new apps to help van dwellers find legal parking. Stocks have soared for big RV park conglomerates. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.